just for women. Listen to Mrs. Wade speak from her heart to your need. Pause a moment and care. Just for Women is an unusual broadcast for women in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. Yvonne Waite deals biblically with the many issues facing women today. The Bible tells the older women to speak the things which become sound doctrine, and teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the Word of God be not blasphemed. Listen now to Mrs. Waite speaking just for women.
Hi, girls. This is Mrs. Waite again. We're talking about griefs, different griefs. I've been reading some meditations I've had about people with illnesses and griefs, and I read recently in our daily Bible reading of the sudden deaths of Priest Nadab and Priest Abihu. We read about that in Leviticus 10:1-10. Remember how they presented strange fire and mixed with incense before the Lord? It seems as if the sons of Aaron in a drunken stupor dared to enter the holy place in a profane manner. It was a blasphemous act. So God devoured them on the spot with fire. The sudden and unexpected deaths of Aaron's sons were a horrendous shock, not only to their father and brothers, but to the whole Israelitish camp. Yes, that high priest knew death and its following grief. I think of Mary and her grief at the cross, seeing the suffering of her son, even though she knew he was to be her Savior. I'm not sure she completely understood the sin-bearer that she bore, any more than she could have completely comprehended the angel's visit and her virgin birth. Christ's predestined vicarious suffering and death perhaps was not completely understood either. It was in God's great plan for your salvation and mine, that vicarious death and that virgin birth. As I'm writing to you this morning and thinking about this with you, I think of the genetic diseases or ailments, for want of a better word, that some of us have. Through no fault of our own, some of us are born with predetermined conditions. I think of my brain-injured sister, Beverly. That condition molded her life, and that of my parents and me. She didn't ask to be different. On the other hand, sometimes an auto accident breaks our bodies so that we are no longer ourselves, but someone else instead. These unasked-for cares keep us on restricted diets or give us physical limitations. We never ask to be different from the regular people, but we are. I was talking to some people the other day who had diabetes, and it's difficult to follow that diet. They didn't ask to be that way, but they are. We have learned to live with these differences. Fanny Crosby did not ask to be blind and fatherless, yet it was because of her blindness that we sing Blessed Assurance, Jesus is Mine in our church services. We cannot continually kick against the pricks. If it were not for the sorrows that my mother, Gertrude Sanborn, knew, we wouldn't have the poems in the book with tears in my heart to comfort you and me. If you could afford it, I wish you'd ask for it for a gift of $15. Sooner than later, we must take our unasked afflictions as from a kind Heavenly Father. If you are in despair because of some emotional pressure, some physical pain or limitation, why not accept it from Him now? God is kind, and He does care. Gertrude Sanborn has written, "What is grief? It is an agony unexpressed. It is sorrow deep suppressed. It is a gnawing within my breast. This is grief. It is a pain that won't go away. It is the tear that's come to stay. It is my secret sob always. This is grief. It is an aching, gripping strain. It is a breaking at the main. It is a silent, tearing pain. This is grief. It is a babe upon my breast. It is a child I've fed and dressed. It is a life so unprogressed. This is grief. It is a room at top of stairs. It is a bed unslept and bare. It is a coat just hanging there. This is grief. It is a sea with surging roll. It is a tempest within my soul. It is a storm without control. This is grief. You too have grief. You probably have a grief that you didn't have last time you heard my program. I don't know what it's exactly, what it is. You may have written me and told me about it, but sometimes I forget. God doesn't forget your grief. It is your sorrow. I have learned that no one can bear your sorrow but you and the Lord. You may have been diagnosed with cancer, or maybe you've had a tooth extraction. I don't know. The extent of the sickness is not the important thing exactly. It is the fact that your body has been touched with an infirmity. Perhaps someone else could pass it on as nothing, but you can't. God knows. He made you and me. He knows how frail we are. He knows how selfish we really are. How our own hurts and griefs throw us up for a loop sometimes. It is at such times that I come to rest in the sameness of God. Jesus said he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He has promised the believer that he'll never leave her or forsake him. What a comfort to my soul and to yours. Trust this. Lean on his everlasting arms under you and holding you and keeping you from falling. All this is yours if you know Jesus Christ is your Savior. Suffering and sickness and often death are a part of life. It is a fact that many do not face. Many deny these until they meet them in the face. Even to us who try to prepare the last breath of a loved one is so final. And for you who may go this year, we must be ready. Ready by salvation and ready by having our hearts right with God. I told my husband the other day that I want to die in a way that would glorify God. Remember in John 21:18-19 when Jesus told Peter the manner of his death? It wasn't going to be pleasant. Jesus said, "But when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hands, and another shall gird thee and carry thee whither thou wouldest not." In other words, he was going to be crucified. Then verse 19 says, "This spake he," this is Jesus, signifying by what death he, Peter, should glorify God. Most feel that Peter was crucified. Tradition tells us that he chose to be crucified upside down, for he felt he was not worthy to be crucified as the Lord was. In that horrible death, Jesus predicted that Peter would glorify God. Glorify God in that horrible death. I wonder if we will be able to glorify God in whatever death we have. Do you know the song, "Oh, there's sunshine, blessed sunshine"? Do you remember that song? "There's sunshine in my soul today, more glorious and bright, that glows in any earthly sky, for Jesus is my light. There's gladness in my soul today, and hope and praise and love, for blessings which he gives me now, for joys laid up above." That's written by Eliza E. Hewitt. She lived from 1851 to 1920. And the chorus goes, "Oh, there's sunshine, blessed sunshine, when the peaceful, happy moments roll. When Jesus shows his smiling face, there's sunshine in my soul." For some reason today, this sunshine song has come to my mind as I'm talking to you. I remember my father, R.O. Sanborn, as a Sunday school superintendent, leading Sunday school songs and these gospel songs to the group. Daddy was an excellent superintendent, and in every Sunday school that he ever led, it grew in grace and attendance. I remember he says teaching us "Stepping in the Light," another of Eliza Hewitt's songs. Miss Hewitt was a Philadelphian. Philadelphia is right across the river from us. And a personal friend of Fanny Crosby, whom I have portrayed hundreds of churches myself, dear Fanny Crosby. Many musicians set Eliza's poetry to joyful sounds. One was Homer Roadheaver, whom I believe I heard one time as a young woman. I think it was in the Roadheaver Tabernacle. She also was a distant relative to Will Burns, who used to attend our church here at the Bible for Today Baptist Church in Collingswood, New Jersey. He attended for several years. I had always intended in time to do some kind of tribute for him to honor his relative, this author of Sunshine in the Soul. She composed other words for several other gospel songs, such as "More About Jesus" and "When We All Get to Heaven." But Will didn't stay long enough in our church for me to do this for him. I want to tell you about Miss Hewitt and me. I did not know her personally, but I have something in common with her. I have a personal affinity for Miss Hewitt for another reason also. You see, she was an invalid for much of her adult life. I think of my friend Wanda in South Carolina. She lives in a life of constant pain. I think of Wendy in Wisconsin, who has constant trouble with brittle diabetes. Then there was Charles Spurgeon's wife, Susanna. She too was an invalid, yet she did much for the Lord. She was instrumental in having much of her husband's work put into printed form. I've noticed how many people have great afflictions, and often they've been transformed into people of deep spiritual consecration and conviction. My mother, Gertrude Sanborn, though not an invalid, was one of these people. I just read you her poem today. One day, Eliza Hewitt's back condition was aggravated. A naughty student hit his teacher across the back with a slate. That unspeakable deed put Eliza in a body cast for 6 months. When I was a little girl, I too was imprisoned in a complete body cast for months. Probably more than 6 months. I know from personal experience the helplessness of such a posture. I know the complete dependence on others to care for my basic needs. How the poet rejoiced when she was freed from that white plaster prison cast. It has been said that Eliza composed Sunshine in the Soul in gratitude to her Heavenly Father as she was released from such a confinement. What a blessing of a woman. No wonder our friend Will was glad to have her be part of his family. I wish I had known her, too. And the song, I wish I could sing it for you. I can't sing very well because I have a cold. But it goes on to say, there's springtime in my soul today. For when the Lord is near, the dove of peace sings in my heart, the flowers of grace appear. There's gladness in my soul today, and hope and praise and love, for blessings which he gives me now, for joys laid up above. Oh, there's sunshine, blessed sunshine, when the peaceful, happy moments roll, when Jesus shows his smiling face, there's sunshine in the soul. I'm under God's care. Are you?
You have been listening to Just for Women with Yvonne Waite, sponsored by the Bible for Today Baptist Church in Collingswood, New Jersey. We invite you to visit our church Sundays at 10 a.m. and Thursdays at 8 p.m. If you need more information about our church, our broadcast, or our Savior, please call us toll-free 1-800-JOHN-10-9. Email bft@bibleforToday.org. The organist and pianist is Mr. Dick Carroll. Your announcer has been Dr. D.A. Waite, pastor of the Bible for Today Baptist Church. We invite all you ladies to join us next week, same time, same station, to hear Yvonne Waite and Just for Women.